Is the Satanic Temple a new religion? Are they activists for First Amendment rights? Or are they just a bunch of attention-seeking trolls? Welcome to the Reason Podcast. I'm Todd Cranin. Headquartered in Salem, Massachusetts, the Satanic Temple began by organizing theatrical stunts designed to shock people. As its membership grew, political activism became central to the temple's mission. The temple challenged Christian monuments on public land and opposed the teaching of religion in public schools, making enemies of politicians, television pundits, and pastors all across the country. I recently spoke with Penny Lane, the director of Hail Satan, a new documentary that follows the Satanic Temple on its bizarre crusade for freedom of expression through Arizona, Missouri, and Arkansas. Lane talked about what makes the Satanic Temple tick and what its struggles with Christians, politicians, and the mainstream media say about religion and irreligion in America today.
So yeah, it went from being kind of a joke, political troll, which we can talk more about, to being an authentic religion in a very short period of time. So that's kind of the story of the film.
For people who haven't seen the movie yet, explain exactly what is it? What is the trollishness, and how does that trollishness transform into something else?
So the Satanic Temple is a religious organization for Satanists. Satanism predates the Satanic Temple. It's been around for about 60 years as a religious identity. A small religious identity. It's been around for 60 years. So the Satanic Temple seeks to gather up all these Satanists and advocate for their religious equality in the public sphere. And the way that they do that is that you kind of look around the United States of America and you find places where the evangelical right has decided that they want to bring religion into the public sphere, if that's prayer in public schools or, you know, monuments on public land or prayers before government meetings. The Satanic Temple says, great, well, you've now opened the public forum for religious expression. Since we can't discriminate amongst various religious expressions, we also would like to participate. And then mayhem ensues. Like, that's the kind of storyline for each one of these actions. And they've had dozens and dozens of similar actions around the country. So that's the trolling part, right?
Because and it's an airtight constitutional argument, right?
It's pretty hard to argue with, yeah.
I mean, they test the First Amendment in several jurisdictions, in Arizona, Missouri, where else?
Arkansas.
And
what do they find? They find that we are extremely prejudicial about how we enforce the First Amendment. Surprise! You know, I mean, we all know that. But there's something about the spectacle of the Satanists coming to town that really pushes the issue in a way that, as a lifelong atheist, I can say, the atheists never seem to quite drum up the same level of attention, right? Like, when the atheists come and want to put their bench next to the Ten Commandments, it doesn't quite capture the imagination the same way as a 9.5 foot tall, you know, goat-headed deity.
Baphomet.
Surrounded by children.
That's Baphomet.
Yes.
Right, okay. Can you paint a picture of what this deity they're trying to put next to the Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
What is it? It's a great image. What is it?
So I'm going to describe it. It's got a beautiful, it's a bronze monument. It weighs a ton and a half. It's got a goat head with a pentagram on its forehead. It's got Iggy Pop's chest, explicitly. And it is flanked by two children who are kind of adoringly looking up at it. And it's got sort of ambiguous gender elements as well.
Yeah, I like that sentimental aspect with the children. It's like it's for the kids, you know?
It is, and you can sit in its lap. So
oh,
it's
that's nice
to take pictures and
no,
stuff.
That's lovely. And it outrages people. Like, it really, people don't regard it as a joke or as a troll thing. They really are terrified by it, right?
Yeah.
Christian groups are. The media is worried about it, especially Fox News, as you love to point out. You like to poke them a little bit.
Not me. They do it.
Well,
I'm just showing
you.
You
like to show it. Let's not pretend you don't get a little joy out of it.
Why don't you back off and let people live their lives? And why don't you do that, Lucian Graves?
Right, exactly.
If indeed that's
but
your
you
real name.
Because religion is a protected class. So
yeah, whatever.
They either take
you're
away
making
the
a nonsensical
class
point, and I think you
or...
should crawl back into your hole.
Why are we all so gullible, is my question.
Well, I mean, you have to realize that, you know, whatever world you live in or I live in, you know, something like 90% of Americans, like, believe literally in, like, you know, God.
90%.
I just made that number up.
Oh, okay,
it's a
okay,
huge
okay,
number.
Okay.
So, like, you know, most Americans are pretty superstitious at their core, and we have, like, millennia of ideas about who Satan is and what Satan's going to do to Earth if he was to get hold of us, you know. These are old ideas that are hard to get rid of. So So when you say that you're a Satanist, on the one hand, there is an element at the core of it that is about trolling people, right? It's about poking people and sort of frightening them into a moment of shock. But the important thing with the Satanic Temple is that it doesn't stop there for them. They're not like, oh, look at these dumb people. They walk away. They want to then have a long conversation about religious pluralism in America. It's very important to say for your viewers that the Satanic Temple and Satanism more generally does not mean the worship of the devil. They are atheists at their core. They're not supernaturalists. Their religion does not rely upon belief in impossible things to function. Their religion is about taking kind of the best secular humanist enlightenment values, wrapping it up in mythology, art, ritual, community, and all the good things about religion, and throwing out the part of religion that is about blind obedience to crazy ideas.
So it's these almost universal values, and we're all Satanists at heart.
A lot of people walk out of my film very troubled because they are trying to figure out, like, am I a Satanist? And it's right. A troubling thought for them. And it's an interesting position that I'm putting the viewer in, because I don't think most people thought they were going to have to justify why they're not a Satanist today.
It's like the feeling I have when I read Reason for the first time.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So let's get into what they actually believe specifically. Mm-hmm. Separation of church and state, mm-hmm. kind of freedom of sexuality and mm-hmm. freedom of expression.
Certainly, bodily autonomy.
Bodily autonomy. Are these people like libertarians at heart? Kind of.
They're pretty libertarian-y, I think, in general. But I don't think that they would all say that they are or have those politics expressly. They're not a political group. They're a religious organization. So you do find a range of political views within this religious organization. But when your religious tenets are about rebellion against authority, checking your beliefs against our best evidence, you know, sort of not discounting scientific fact as you form your beliefs, autonomy, freedom, liberty. Yeah, you certainly see a large overlap with a libertarian point of view.
Yeah, I don't see them giving big opinions about Bitcoin or banking standards.
Yeah, that's not really their thing.
And then the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and they're not, because they're not, right? People want to say, like, is this a religion or is this a political group? And in fact, it's obviously a religion, because if it wasn't a religion, nothing that I'm saying makes any sense, right? So they are engaging in political activism because in America, religions engage in political activism. Like, get used to it. Like, no one says, is the Catholic Church really a political group because they engage in lobbying? It's like, well, no, they're Catholics, and they're bringing their deeply held beliefs to bear on their political views. You know, it's the same with Satanists.
And an organization that's sort of the shadow of the shadow side of Christianity, in a sense, actually appeals to a lot of Christians, you should, or in your documentary.
I think so.
What is the appeal there?
Well, I think for a lot of the people that I met over the years doing this film, they were raised in a world where the fear of hell, the fear of the devil, was used as an abusive tool to keep them in line, to keep them obedient, and to keep them from questioning grown-ups, basically, when they were little children. And so for very, very many Satanists, you know, kind of embracing blasphemy, embracing the kind of destruction of the symbols that represent that religion that tyrannize them is extremely liberating.
The day that I graduated confirmation, you know, we're sitting in church and, you know, we're supposed to feel the Holy Spirit come in, and I'm just like, okay.
So, you know, we look at their religious practice, some of their ritual practices, and we say, like, well, why are they doing all these offensive things? They're just trying to upset Catholics. And you're like, well, no, they're doing those things privately. So it obviously has nothing to do with what you think about it. It doesn't matter. And if you don't like it, you're probably not a Satanist. Don't worry. They're not trying to convert you. But for someone who feels this kind of last vestige of fear that they're going to go to hell if they say the words Hail Satan or like smash a cross, to do those things and to realize that lightning's not going to strike them down is a hugely cathartic experience, and it's very liberating for them.
It's kind of amazing that that happens in adulthood for people.
Yes, yes, it does. And I think I've met many people who didn't turn away from the faith they were grown, they were raised in until middle age. It's not an exclusively adolescent phenomenon, although I would say most of the Satanists that I met did come to something like Satanism in their rebellious youth. And the ones who stick around are the ones who are actually really interested in the philosophy, you know, not like just annoying people.
Another thing that really interested me about the film is that you see the transition in the beginning of the film from troll culture to, hey, maybe this is an actual religion. Maybe we're actually starting to gain a following here. And there's more than a little implication that maybe this is how Christianity started.
Yeah, or maybe all religions, really. I mean, there's kind of like a, you know, everyone's very annoyed by the new religion in town, aren't they? Like, they seem quite annoying to everyone.
It's a competitor.
Yes, it's a competitor. And they look at them and they're like, these are crazy ideas. How could they believe those things? You know, that's no surprise. It's just it's the 21st century, so we've got it all in YouTube clips. So it's easier to sort of see the way that transition occurred in front of our eyes, you know? But there's really no question in my mind at this point that when you ask, not you, but when one asks, you know, are they serious or are they joking? The answer is both. I mean, Satanism is really fun, and it's kind of about being fun. Yeah. Like, it's sort of about, you know, that kind of impish, you know, sort of rebellious kind of, that kind of person who's always felt like in every group they were the one who was, like, forced to say, oh, you know, like, come on, guys, like, why is this dogma settling into place? Like, there's a bunch of people who have this feeling that they're that kind of person. I've always felt like that kind of person who has to kind of be the skeptic in the room. So then having a religion where all those individual skeptics in the room get to, like, be together has been profoundly transformative for them. And also, I think, for culture, because they are really having an impact in the world, like it or not.
I remember as a child in elementary school, I had to stand up with the rest of the class every morning and sing God Bless America. And as a young atheist, I remember thinking, this is like uncomfortable. This is weird. And I wish I had some sort of way to express my displeasure.
Totally. And I felt the same way. You know, I mean, saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day in school and really chafing at the idea of saying under God, but not having the courage to be like a huge pain in the ass, you know, and like make a big scene about it.
Yeah,
I mean, and sort of making that choice, because most of us say we want to stand up for what's right, stand up for what we believe in. But at the end of the day, what we really want is for our friends to like us and to get along. So the Satanists are like really walking the walk. They do not care if people like them. They know that people don't like them. And they're like, whatever. And I just think, I have to say, I think that's heroic.
Yeah.
I really do. The film for me was really about elevating that kind of person to a heroic status and then seeing how people react to that.
Well, they had that contrarian theatrical element to them that I think they get off on pissing people off,
mm-hmm.
right? They kind of enjoy that.
They absolutely do. I would say they don't do everything they do to piss people off, but they sure enjoy that it happens along the way.
Yeah, it's icing on the cake for sure. And are they successful? Where are they now? Is the movement still growing? Is it petering out? What's going on with them?
They're really successful. There's no petering out happening. There's new chapters opening all the time. There's, in fact, such a great demand for new chapters that the national organization had to kind of put a freeze on it because they were like, we can't handle this paperwork. We're just people with day jobs and kids, and we're doing this nights and weekends. I mean, it has this way of looking very impressive, but it really is like rubber bands and volunteer effort at this point. But yeah, they're being really successful in different places around the country. They are continuing to fight their fights. You know, they had a really successful holiday monument battle in Chicago recently. The Boston City Council is being challenged in courts. It's the same as the Arizona kind of city councils, which were illegally discriminating against Satanists in their prayer policies. The lawsuit in Arizona about the Baphomet monument is ongoing. And the interesting thing about that one is that, you know, other groups are suing the state of Arkansas to take down the Ten Commandments monument that was put on state property last year, 2 years ago now. But the Satanic Temple actually has a different remedy. Every other group, the ACLU, the secular groups, they all want to take the Ten Commandments down. The Satanic Temple's remedy is put our statue up. So, you know, it's quite interesting. Everyone assumes they don't really want this. They just want to cause trouble and get that Ten Commandments down. But that's not the outcome they're seeking in their lawsuit. And of course, the reproductive rights lawsuit in Missouri is continuing as well, where they're using the Hobby Lobby precedent to say that as Satanists, they feel they should be exempt from mandatory waiting periods and informed consent material that is not scientific and based on an explicitly Christian worldview. So that continues as well. So they're not stopping. They're not going to stop. I think most politicians are just kind of like, if we wait this out, they'll go away. And I'm telling you, they're not going away.
You seem to have an affinity for these people. Are you a Satanist?
Oh, it's a great question. First, I want to say I never thought I'd be in a position in my life where I had to explain so often why I'm not a Satanist. It's a very interesting position to be in, and one that I've put myself into. I did not become a Satanist in making this film. I feel extremely sympathetic to their worldview. I think that their religion is a very good religion. If I were going to join a religion, it would probably be Satanism. But at the end of the day, it's a religious identity. It's not a t-shirt. You don't just put it on. And it doesn't resonate within me. And I think it's because I was raised so completely a-religious. Like, there was just nothing. Like, I didn't have any religious education. So these symbols don't do much for me. Like, I don't care. Like, you know, Satan doesn't do anything. God doesn't do anything. Like, none of these images mean anything to me. So it doesn't have the resonance that it has for a real Satanist. A real Satanist would have an emotional reaction to the image of Satan, even while they know it's not a real guy. And I just don't. So I remain an unaffiliated, individualistic, lonely atheist.
And on that note, I thank you very much.
Thank you. This was fun.
Yeah. Penny Lane, the director of a wonderful new film called Hail Satan? Coming out when?
April 17th across the country.
April 17th across the country. See it. It's a lot of fun. It's a hoot. I'm Todd Cranen for Reason.